Welcome everybody, Shir number 953, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of Siman Reish Tes Vav, the Halachas of Amein. In there, we went into we're in the category, actually, of Bracha Shena Tzricha, which isn't so much Amein, but be it as it may, it's part of Reish Tes Vav. Okay, so, but every so often when we're in a certain category, a certain subject, we veer off onto something else for a shir or two, if it comes up, or if we heard a good shiloh, a good question, and just to discuss it before it gets sort of like lost in the shuffle, as they say. So an interesting question came up. Somebody had asked me a while back, in reference to a person uses the bathroom, they're middle of davening, right? Shabbos during the week, whatever it might be, but they're in the middle of davening and they have to use the bathroom. They come out of the bathroom, they wash their hands or whatever, and then now they hear Baruch Hu, right? So it's like this. Let's backtrack. If you're middle of Psukah de Zimra, according to the Mishabura, at least it's Machlokes Mishabura, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, others, if you could say Asher Yatzar over there, right, in the middle of Psukah de Zimra. So according to the Mishabura, you would be able to say Asher Yatzar. You do it Beina Prakim, you know, in between two paragraphs. You say make a Asher Yatzar. Now the question is when you're in the middle of the Birchas Krishma, once you start saying Birchas Krishma, so now the question is the person heard Baruch Hu. So good. So middle of Psukah de Zimra, fine. So you'll say Asher Yatzar, a person goes to the bath. And according to the Kitzur, also not to, but the Mishabura says it's fine. But once you hit Birchas Krishma, once a person hears Baruch Hu, right, person uses the bathroom, they hear Baruch Hu and they start saying Birchas Krishma, the Yatzar and Tzar, then you can't say Asher Yatzar anymore. You have to wait till, you would have to wait till after Shemoneh Esrei, to make Asher Yatzar. So you have to wait till after Shemoneh Esrei to make Asher Yatzar. But now the question is now you want to, but a person came out of the bathroom and they heard Baruch Hu, but they didn't start yet the Birchas Krishma. In other words, they heard Baruch Hu before they made the Asher Yatzar. They answered Baruch Hu, and now everybody's starting the Baruch of Yetzirah, Birchas Krishma. So, but you didn't start yet. You just heard Baruch Hu, right? And you didn't start yet. So what could you do? Let's say even by Marv, the same thing would apply. Now you heard Baruch Hu, but you didn't start yet Birchas Krishma, right? So what do you do? Could you make Asher Yatzar? So, or do you have to wait till you can make Asher Yatzar after Shemoneh Esrei? So Lemaisa said, Rav Hirschfeld, Rav Kahan, the Rav of our group, so he mentioned, he spoke to Rav Hirschfeld and Rav Baruch Hirschfeld in Cleveland, and he said Lemaisa not to say Asher Yatzar over there. There are some who said possibly yet to say Asher Yatzar as long as you didn't start Birchas Krishma yet, but Rav Hirschfeld felt not to answer Asher Yatzar, not to make an Asher Yatzar till, because of the fact that once you heard Baruch Hu, it's already starting the Birchas Krishma, and you can't be mafsik, you can't talk out. The Hasidish Olam do say Amen after that Baruch Hu, the Litvisha don't, whatever, that's a machlekes already, but as far as saying Asher Yatzar itself, Rav Hirschfeld said, felt definitely not to say it, once you heard Baruch Hu. If you heard before you heard Baruch Hu, right? If you have to hop in the Asher Yatzar before, so fine, so you're good. But once you heard already, you answered Baruch Hu, right? You heard Baruch Hu, you answered Baruch Hu. So then already it started the Birchas Krishma, and you would have to wait, and you cannot be mafsik for the Asher Yatzar. It's something which comes up quite a bit, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so just real quickly to read from the Sefer Ishei Yisrael in Perek Yud Tes. Halacha Tess, Ice Tess, he says, and Nitzrach Linakavavi, he's quoting Mishabura, Bemsa Krishma, somebody has to use the bathroom in the middle of Krishma, Birchasel, middle of the Krishma or the Brachis, meaning from after Baruch, right? Basically from after the Baruch, Birchasel, or once you start the Brach of Yetzirah, Birchasel, Bain Kisha Oimid Bemsa, whether you're in the middle of a parak, or Bain Aprakim, whether you're in the middle of a parak or you're in between Prakim, right? Whereby, quote unquote, the Halacha is Bain Aprakim, which we're not going to go through all those halachas now altogether, but the bottom line is he says, what are you supposed to do if a person used the bathroom after Baruch Hu, right? So you tell the other to wash your hands, ach lo yivarech berachas Asher Yatzar, but don't make an Asher Yatzar ad la'achar tefillah until after until after Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if it's a case in time like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, when it's longer davening, those halachas are a little bit different. But regular standard time, even Shabbos, which isn't that long, but during the week for sure, so then Ach lo yivarech beruchas Ashiyatzah ad lachat tefillin, not supposed to make Ashiyatzah till after you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, but in the middle of Pesukah in Zimra, you could answer Ashiyatzah, person used the bathroom. So the question was, bottom line, good. One time you could, one time you can't. But what about after Baruch Hu, and I never started Berachas Krishma? I heard Baruch Hu, I answered Baruch Hu, but I never started the Brachas of Krishma, which means, am I considered in the middle of Berachas Krishma, or am I considered that I didn't start? So that's what Rav Hirschfeld Shlita wanted to say, that Lamaisa, once you answer Baruch Hu, it's considered as though you're already in the middle, and one is not supposed to say Ashiyatzar. So what do you do? So like we saw in the Isha Yisrael, you wash your hands and you wait till after Shmoneh Esrei, and then you make the Ashiyatzar, of course, immediately, as soon as possible. One has to be careful, because once a person starts to feel that they have to use the bathroom again, we want to keep in mind that you lose that Ashiyatzar. Let's say a person goes to the bathroom, Gesundheit, and they didn't make an Ashiyatzar for whatever reason. You're supposed to make it immediately. Let's say on a regular, no davening, just stop. You go to the bathroom, as soon as you come out, you're supposed to wash your hands, make Ashiyatzar as soon as possible. That's in Simen Kuf Samach Hei, the Mishabura talks about it by washing for Netilas Sidaim. You have to make it right away. But for whatever reason, if a person was delayed, or they couldn't, or this, there was a smell, whatever the case might be, but once a person starts to feel that they need the bathroom again, so then that's it. So then they lose the original Ashiyatzah. So you have to be very careful. But so again, just getting back to what we were talking about, bottom line is the point I wanted to bring across is that once somebody a person used the bathroom, once they said Baruch Hu, they heard Baruch Hu, they answered Baruch Hu, then Lefi Rav Hirschfeld, how he said, one should wait till after Shmoneh Esrei to make the Ashiyatzah and not to be mafsik for Ashiyatzar, once they heard already Baruch Hu. So it's an important point to keep in mind. It could be others didn't agree, whatever, but be it as it may, we try and go with the Pesukim as much as possible. B'linei de Bezras Hashem, Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Rav Shmuel First Shlita, and in our Shiurim we try. So that's what I just wanted to give that over. And it's something which comes up constantly. I know by myself, many times I'll come out of the bathroom in shul or whatever, and then I hear Baruch Hu, and we have to answer Baruch Hu. You wash your hands quickly, answer Baruch Hu, and then now what? Have to make the Ashiyatzar, or don't make the Ashiyatzar, right? So many people have this question. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tuv.